In the last little while, there's been a lot of talk about a lack of funding for Hamilton's National Centre for Pharma Health. Well, in our news this morning, you may have heard that a rural mental health advocate from Townsville, Ashley Fairley, is taking up part of the challenge to save that particular centre. Last week's state budget didn't have any funding for the centre. It had applied for $1 million a year. Alison Fairley is with us this morning. Alison, good morning to you.
G'day, Steve.
Why are you taking up the fight for something so far away from you? Because you're Townsville based.
Well, I'm certainly up here in North Queensland. I tell you what, I can see the value of this program and this centre all the way up here. I cannot understand why the Victorian government can't see it.
Okay, well, so what are you going to do as far as campaigning, Alison?
Basically, I've started an online petition through change.org.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to get as many signatures as possible by the end of this month, and I've been in touch with your local member down there who's going to present it to the Victorian government for me on the 4th of June when Parliament resumes.
Why is this centre so important, do you believe?
Because they are unique. We all know that farmers and farming communities have very specific needs and pressures that they operate under. And we can't have organisations that aren't savvy in the ways that farming and rural communities operate to be able to manage the health and mental health issues and risks that arise in those communities. These guys have done fabulous work through the Sustainable Farming Families programs across this whole nation. And I am really dumbfounded to think that this cannot be seen as something to contribute to the economy of Victoria and Australia as a whole.
Have you done these sorts of online petitions before, Alison?
Well, I have been involved in a petition, but I didn't originate it. I was involved in a petition that went to the federal government with regard to cats to the Better Access to Mental Health program.
Mm-hmm.
We got over 6,000 signatures on that petition, and we successfully had a turnaround in government policy. So I'm a firm believer that if we put enough people power pressure on governments, decisions like this can be reversed.
Can I ask how you found out about this, Alison, in the first place?
Through social media. I am a social media advocate as well. That's how I connect with people.
Well, that's how we got in touch with you this morning as well, I believe, via Twitter.
It certainly is. I was sitting right here in front of my computer and up popped a message from your producer asking if I would be willing to do an interview.
It's quite extraordinary the reach that social media has and some of the things it can do. How long is the petition going to run online, Alison?
Through to the 31st of May.
Okay, so there's a few weeks for people to get involved.
Definitely.
Where do they find it?
If they go on to change.org and if they select petitions, it's under health petitions, State Government of Victoria stop the National Centre for Pharma Health from closing.
All right. And do you need to be a member or anything of the website, or anyone can just go on there and sign?
Anyone can go on there and sign. And what it will do, when I close the petition, it generates one letter per person who has signed. And this is the only thing you can choose if you want your name to be publicly displayed or not.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have anonymity, and the only people who will see it are myself, and we'll present that to the state government.
All right. Fascinating stuff that, I mean, normally you hear about these sort of things happening with local advocates as well, not from someone who's physically a long way removed from this, but perhaps because of the internet, socially connected into all of it.
Definitely. And yeah. I follow and network with a lot of people in Victoria because of social media and through the Australian Women in Agriculture group. I also have a lot of involvement with Ag Chat Oz. I don't know if you've ever heard that, but that's a Twitter agricultural chat group where lots of farmers and people interested in agriculture come together and talk about agricultural issues. And I'd be just delighted if you guys could get this word out to more and more people that we need to save the National Centre for Farmer Health. If we don't have farmers, we don't have food, period.
Alison, nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you. Alison Fairley, a health campaigner based in Townsville, a rural mental health advocate, and she's starting this petition on change.org.